Chapter 5. Lopso 2. Lopso 2 wasn't your typical world, but that was only because it wasn't actually a planet. It was a space station. Yes, it was a massive structure that was big enough to house 500,000 people, but it was robot-built. Chug took the comm and talked through landing procedures with the Lopso 2 hangar computer as Plika piloted them in.
"Commence landing at Dock 13,"
directed Station Command.
"Dock 13,"
echoed Chug.
"Got it."
"Wait, how big is your ship?"
He said as Plika pointed at one of the lower displays.
85 by 46,
Chug answered and then nodded at Plika.
"Not sure if you'll be able to fit something that big in here," said Station Command.
"That's what she said,"
Chug responded.
"Excuse me?"
Murphy groaned.
"Nothing,"
Chug recovered quickly.
"You were saying."
"Right,"
Station Command said after a moment.
"Rerouting you to Dock 11.
"Roger that,"
Chug answered and then disconnected the comm. Murphy took that opportunity to connect with the main Lopso 2 system via his data pad. He wouldn't be able to get much, but they would certainly have guest services options. The pad said that it was attempting to connect, but it just continued spinning. Nothing was happening at all. That's when it dawned on him that the technology on Lopso 2 was likely incompatible with that on Segnal. "Damn," he murmured.
"What's wrong?"
"Can't get a connection to their main system."
"Oh, you need a station code."
Chug tapped a few keys in one of the terminals and the screen displayed a login.
"Are you a frequent club member at Lopso 2 by chance?"
"No," Murphy replied with a frown.
"Then it'll be 10 credits per hour."
"I don't have any money." "Well, that's not exactly true. I mean, I have Segnal currency, but not Lopso 2.
"They take Segnal standard,"
Chug noted.
"The exchange rate sucks, but if you need something, what's a couple of extra bucks out of your pocket? Besides, can't you expense it with your boss?"
"True." Murphy unzipped the inner compartment of his duffel bag and pulled out a 20. "You said it was 10 credits?"
"Yep."
"Oh, okay, well, how much is that in Segnal standard?"
$63,200.03.
Murphy blanched. Even if he did have that kind of money, he sure as hell wouldn't spend it on a mission for the SSMC. "How much to sign up for the club?"
"Oh, that's free, but you have to provide your intergalactic email address."
"Okay, well, what about spam?"
"I can check the menu."
"No, I'm talking about junk mail. You know, loads and loads of emails about regrowing your hair, creams that guarantee that you'll look younger, pills that promise to make your, parts bigger."
"Why would I want to make my parts bigger?"
said Chug while tilting his head.
"Oh, I see. Huh, do those work?"
"Not in the least," Murphy replied a bit too quickly. "I mean, I've seen news reports that..." "Never mind, forget it." He pushed Chug out of the way and entered in an email address that he always used for this sort of thing. It took a few minutes of data entry and verifications, but he finally got access to their network. According to the citizen's record system, Mr. Avakov was only a couple of miles from the station. That could be both good and bad. Good because Murphy could get back to the ship quickly. Bad because so could Mr. Avakov. The ship touched down and Plika set about shutting down all of its systems. Murphy directed Chug to get their gear ready while he took off his standard SSMC jacket and replaced it with a nondescript black one. Then he glanced once more at the picture of the box that Parfait had provided. It was brushed steel with pink padded panels on each main face. On top was a fluffy handle that matched the panels. Frankly, the damn thing looked more like a wealthy woman's jewelry box than a military target, but that could have been a disguise. Chug opened the shuttle door and stepped outside. He moved to the left of the opening. Plika stepped out and moved to the right. Murphy followed and purposefully walked down toward the door that he assumed led to the main station. There was no flopping noise. He turned back to see that the robots were still standing at the shuttle, and they were saluting at each other. With a moan, he walked back and saluted them both. "There," he said irritably. "Now let's go already."